Hello, my name is Liam Belote.
And I'm Casey Anderson.
And we will be talking about poverty and its effects on healthcare and education. We will be calling these topics the truth of poverty in education and the struggle of healthcare.
We will also be asking other students about what they think about poverty and how it affects health and education in America. The reason this topic was chosen was because of the growing unemployment due to COVID and its restrictions, which put millions of people into poverty and will continue to with the continued restrictions and business shutdowns. The truth of education. Poverty can affect people in many ways and in many different ways in the educational system. Schools in lower income areas may receive less funding from taxes, which would lead to schools not being able to provide as well as schools in highest income areas.
Examples of this would be like technology, and how schools are requiring some form of technology, like a Chromebook. If a student needs help getting one, the school may provide a Chromebook for that student.
Today we'll be interviewing Joe and Bianca about the truth of education.
Okay, Joe, do you plan on going to college?
Yes, I do.
And why?
Because I'm forced to by society to get a good job.
Okay. Do you know where you want to go?
No, but I would know what I want to study.
Okay. What do you want to study?
I want to study law.
Okay. Did your parents go to college?
Yeah.
Where at?
My dad went to Caltech and my mom went to Villanova.
Okay. How many people live in your household?
Four.
Which include?
Me, my mother, and my brother, and my father.
Do your parents make more than 100K a year combined?
I'm sure they do.
Okay. What do you believe is the federal poverty line?
I'm pretty sure it's somewhere around like $75,000 yearly income.
Okay. Do you plan on what you're going to do in the future? Yes, you're going to be.
Yes, I want to be a lawyer.
Yep. What do you think is the hardest part about poverty?
Not being able to just afford simple necessities like food and things to really keep you alive.
Okay. And then how do you think poverty affects education?
Well, with low poverty levels of, you know, places, lots of schools get their money off of taxes, so they wouldn't be able to get the greatest amount of income with people being poor.
Okay, thank you, Joe.
Say your name, please.
Bianca Henry.
All right, and do you plan on going to college?
I do.
For what?
Psychology.
Ooh, okay. Did your parents go to college?
My dad did.
Do you know where?
I think Western.
Okay. How many people live in your household?
Six.
Can you name them?
I can. You want me to?
Yes, please.
Some, like, actual names?
Just, like, brother, sister.
Okay. My mom, my dad, my two brothers, and my little sister, and then me.
All right. Do your parents make more than $100,000 a year combined?
Yeah.
All right. What do you believe is a federal poverty line? So, like, how much do you think a family for, let's say, six people make to be below the poverty line?
Probably at least $60,000 a year.
Okay, all right. Do you plan on what you're doing in the future? So you said psychology. What do you think is the hardest part of poverty?
The hardest part of poverty? Well, if you have family supporting them and being able to provide food and shelter and all of that for them.
Okay, and then how do you think poverty affects education?
Well, if you're not getting, like, food or if you're not getting enough, I don't know, probably just, like, you're not fully there when you're at school. Like, you're not being able to learn as well because you're not getting as much, like, stuff as you should, kind of, but, like, not in a materialistic way.
Yeah, so, okay. Like, your experience
at
the education level won't be the same as somebody...
Who's like, because if you're in poverty and you're not eating and stuff like that, or like not getting enough nutrients, mm-hmm. and you're not mm-hmm. like fully aware and you're not learning as well because your body isn't fully there, if that makes sense.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for talking about education with us. Surprisingly, the poverty level for a four-person household is $26,500, and for a one-person household, it's $12,880. This is a surprising fact, as the people we interviewed believe it was much higher than it really was, and this is most likely how people believe the average is. With such a low level, this could affect how people below the poverty level can buy necessities such as those that come with healthcare. Healthcare is a big deal within poverty, and it's something that isn't talked about as much as other topics.
The struggle of healthcare. Many people do not think healthcare when they think of poverty, but healthcare is actually one of the biggest struggles in poverty. One of the ways people try to get out of poverty is work more, although this leads to more exhaustion and potential risk of getting sick from work. This person who just worked so hard is now sick, but they cannot do anything about it because they cannot afford healthcare. And this is a surprising issue with poverty in America that is not thought about when topics of poverty is brought up. Today we'll be interviewing Zach and Caden about the struggle of healthcare and poverty.
Yeah, say your name, please.
Caden Winston.
All right, how do you believe poverty affects health?
I think it just doesn't give people, like, the equal opportunity to get, like, you know, like, simple, like, meds that, you know, with, like, allergies and stuff like that, or, like, certain conditions that people have, so.
All right. What do you think is the biggest struggle for being at or below the poverty level?
I think being below, it's, like, you can have so much, only have so much, where, like, a lot of other things, you can have, like, disadvantages compared to others, where if you just meet the poverty, you can make it through things just, yeah, like, just enough, so.
Okay. What do you think is a big cause of poverty right now?
Honestly, I just think economic opportunities, like, specifically, like, jobs and, like, different, like, fields, because, like, it's less numbers now, and it's, like, the most uncommon fields you hear of. It's, like, it's, you can make really good money and just have an opportunity in this country.
All right. What do you believe the poverty line is? Like, how much do you make per year?
I would say about, like, 50,000 or a bit more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you believe doctor fees are too expensive for people at or below the poverty line?
I think it depends on what type of, like, medication or just anything, really. I feel like sometimes it is overpriced for people who feel like they should have the right to, you know, afford it, but
like if they need something just to live, they should help paying for it, not wasting all their money that they can barely afford.
Exactly. Yeah. Have.
And then, what do you think some conditions are for bad or poor health in those at the poverty line, like poor household conditions or poor food conditions?
Yeah, I think with what you said, add on to that is like poor house food, mental health probably nowadays is because you know. That's a big exclamation mark nowadays with how people are and stuff with when they struggle. So, yeah.
All right. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you. And your phone turned off. Okay.
There you go. Say your name.
I'm Zachary Miller. This is a podcast about
poverty.
Poverty and healthcare. Okay.
So, Zach, how do you believe poverty affects health?
I'd say that a lot of people that are in poverty have a lesser chance of having good health for multiple reasons, like they can't afford as good health care as people who are richer and not in poverty, as well as, like, if you're in poverty, you have to work a lot harder. You might have to work manual labor, things that will put your health at risk. And obviously with COVID, like, if you're in poverty, you can't really just stop working. So you kind of have to just go to work, even if you, you know, might be at risk or something like that.
Okay. So what do you think is the biggest struggle of being at or under the poverty level?
Probably the biggest struggle, I'd say, is that all of your time is taken up by the thought of money and the fact that you might not be able to afford the things you need or the things that you might want to have to better your life. If, like, you're in poverty and all your thoughts are just, how can I work to get more money? How can I, like, get the stuff I need? It's a struggle for them.
Okay. What do you think is a big cause of poverty right now?
Right now it would be COVID. Yep. In the past, it's just been, like, the fact that Well, there's a lot of reasons why poverty exists in general, but yeah right now it's COVID.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. What do you believe the poverty line is, like money-wise?
The amount that you would have to be at?
Yep. To make a year.
Oh.
It's just a guess.
Just take a guess.
25,000 a year?
25? Okay.
I have no idea.
Okay. Do you believe doctor fees are too expensive for people below the poverty level? Or poverty line?
Maybe for, like, a checkup it's not that bad, but if you get in, like, some type of, like, accident or you need, like, medical care...
Like a bad situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What do you think some conditions for bad or poor health for those in or at the poverty level?
What do you mean? Like...
So, like, do you believe that living conditions affects health in those at or below the poverty line or, like... the food that they eat and so on and so forth. So, like, do you believe that those conditions affect how healthy the people at or below the poverty line are?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It definitely does affect that. Like, I see what you mean. Like, if you can't afford, like, really healthy food.
Yeah.
Like, you're mainly eating, like, I don't know, like ramen noodles.
Yeah, just, you know, like, quick and easy food.
Quick and easy stuff, yeah.
Not the healthiest.
Yeah, you're... not going to, yeah, stay as healthy as some people who can afford, like, fresh produce and stuff like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you, Zach.
Yep.
So we really just wanted to make an informational podcast about poverty and some other topics within that it may affect.
In 2019, 10.5% of Americans were in poverty, and approximately 8% did not have any form of health care. Although education is free, the quality is not, and poverty plays a big role in education. It also plays a big role in healthcare, because when people can't afford it, they get sick, and this leads to more issues within poverty, because it's harder to get out of poverty when you can't work, because you're sick.